96.3 WHUR. He don't know nothing about it. Jan sure Lewis featuring Babyface. Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Uh-huh. All right, Nina Brown. So what is this mess that you done sent me to my phone today? what is this mess?
I sent you a barrage of screenshots. We got the tea on this couple. They're dating. They're boyfriend and girlfriend. Not even sure how long. But basically, her boyfriend flipped out on her, broke up with her via text because she did the silhouette challenge. Now, if you don't know what the silhouette challenge is, you can go to Frank Ski Show on Instagram. Oh, we're going to post a video. But the silhouette challenge is when women behind a red screen on social media, they do this sexy dance. Chloe Bailey did it. A lot of celebrities have been doing it. It's an Instagram challenge, right? But it's just for women to exude their sexiness. But her boyfriend got mad because he's like, you've never done a challenge before, and now you feel pressed to do it? You didn't even have any clothes on. She's like, I had panties on. He's like, panties? That's it? She's like, babe, yes, panties. Relax. You're tripping. He's like, I'm tripping. You know, you're my girlfriend. You're supposed to represent me like I represent you. She said, keyword, girlfriend. I'm not your wife. It's my body, and I'm embracing it. I don't understand why you're trying to control me all of a sudden. Wow. Then he goes into the fact that he has a 12-year-old, and the 12-year-old tells his baby mama everything. So now he's worried about the 12-year-old daughter running back to the baby mama and the baby mama, you know, coming with all the smoke.
Yes, of course. So just like you would come with the smoke.
Excuse me?
If your child was around a thirst trap woman on social media, you'd be coming with the smoke, too.
Okay. Okay. There goes the silhouette challenge music. Boy broke up with her. He broke up with her on text, would not answer the phone, basically was like, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Over the silhouette challenge.
Yeah.
It's not their girlfriend and boyfriend. Until you are someone's wife, she can do whatever the heck she wants to do. It is her body.
She sure can. She sure can, but don't mean I have to be with you. That's why he left her. And that's why she's by herself.
Wow, Frankie. Okay, and maybe it's his problem, not hers.
You can't do stuff like that if you're in a relationship. If you're in a committed relationship, and they were together for how long? Like a year and a half?
I don't even know. I don't know, but long enough for her to know his daughter and the baby mama.
That's right. Then guess what? They need to, you need to have that conversation. At least let him do the video. Let him take the video.
Nah,
the real question is, who taped the video?
I mean, there's tripods for that. I mean, we got cell phone stands. That's don't worry about all that. But I mean, it's not a big deal if that's who she is, right? My thing is he's sounding super insecure. Like, you tripping. Like, if that's who she is, then that's who she is. Like, don't get in relationships trying to change people. And then here's my thing.
He didn't try to change her. She never did that before. They've been in this relationship. She ain't never posted no challenge before.
Here's my thing, and then we got to go. Kindness is so underrated, right? And the fact that he flipped out on her via text and wouldn't even have a conversation with her on the phone about it is a bigger red flag to me. Like, sis, when a dude shows you that, like, that he can be nasty and mean to you, baby, bye. Bye. Give him back to the streets, girl.
Okay. Can I say my thing real quick?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, if she's all of a sudden changing, going from not doing nothing on social media to posting a sexy silhouette, what else done changed in her life? Hello,
baby,
somebody.
96.3.
No. Okay. All right. All right.
We all want a silhouette challenge. I'm just,
Where's yours then?
I would love to do it. I don't know if I'm going to post it, but, I might do it in my, privacy in my home and send it to a few people.
All right. 202-432-WHUR. It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Call us up. Tell us what you think. Let's go with this right here. Can you post stuff like that when you're in a relationship with somebody? Can you do it? Is it okay? Nina Brown says yes. Why not?
When you're not married, yes.
When you're not married, yes. Frank Ski says, oh no. Call us up now. Can't nobody love me better. 96.3 WHUR, old school, 90s, and now Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Ain't nobody.
All right, everybody. So we. You know what? I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and hang yourself. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let y'all women hang yourself. Because y'all are the true definition of hypocritical. You really are. There is a woman.
Don't clap to that, Herb. Don't clap.
They posted a conversation between a woman and her boyfriend. The boyfriend is like, yo, shorty, right. What are you doing? She posted the silhouette challenge. And the silhouette challenge is basically, you know, it looks like the challenge when back in the day you would dance behind the screen.
Right.
You know, and the light would be behind you and it would just show the sexiness
silhouette
of your body,
yeah,
and your moves. So she did the silhouette challenge. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, what? It's just a silhouette challenge.
Right.
He's like, you ain't never done nothing like that before. She's
and?
Like, well, I felt like doing it.
Right.
And he's like, yo, but you my girlfriend. You making me look bad. You ain't have no clothes on. She was like, no, I had panties on.
Panties,
and he said,
yes.
Yeah, but they could take the filter off and they'd be able to see your tatas. And she's like, so what? It's only breast.
Exactly.
So she's like, I can do what I want to do because you are my boyfriend. You are not my husband.
That part.
And he's like, wait a minute. I got a 12-year-old daughter. She tells my baby mama everything, and my baby mama gonna give me the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, first of all, your 12-year-old should not be on Twitter.
Okay.
Nina Brown thinks it's completely all right. Let's go to the phones. 202-432-WHUR. You're on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Hello.
Hey, Frank Ski. Now, you know me wrong. This is
Why
Miss
am I
Gigi.
Wrong?
This is Miss Gigi. Look here. Like my sister said, she ain't married to him. What has he done? He insecure.
Okay.
Guess what? Drop him like a hot potato because God trying to tell her he ain't the man for her. Who are you to judge? A silhouette? This ain't 1817. This is 21. Who ruled the world? Girls rule the
world.
Don't get me started. Okay?
Go ahead, Mama.
Drop them.
Go off,
guess
sis.
What? It's somebody else out there that love that and gonna cherish her. So guess what? He got them kind of hang-ups.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are going to love it, but I don't know if they're going to marry it.
Well, guess what? Well, what he do? What do he do? He ain't told what he did. She might not like. And guess what? That baby mama? Yeah, right. She got a girl. You know, kids do what they want to do. Ain't nobody got to show them nothing. They on TikTok.
You know what he sound like?
What?
A short man.
Oh! With little fingers and little feet. Hello!
Thank you,
sis. Y'all look crazy. Y'all are crazy. Bye. Missy and Bowie, what you think?
Well, actually, I'm going to have to agree with Nina on this one, baby.
Thank you, Missy.
Okay.
All right.
Because just like she said, you know what I'm saying? They're not married. You know, they're just in a relationship. And I think the problem is that now when people get into relationships, you know, they want to treat it like it's a marriage. No, boo. This is a relationship. We ain't married.
Okay.
So unless you're going to put a ring on it and we're going to walk down that aisle, you cannot dictate what I'm going to do.
Thank you.
All right. I heard that.
Thank you, sis.
All right. Listen, all I'm going to say is this is exactly what we were talking about yesterday. This is exactly what we was talking about yesterday.
No,
with y'all boss women. You just in control of everything. No conversation. Remember I said yesterday you got to have at least a conversation? She ain't even give the man a conversation. She just went ahead and did it. Come on, Nina.
The
I can't
irony
believe
is
you
you're trying to control
that.
Us. This
well,
man
nobody's
is
trying,
trying
to control,
control
you.
Her.
If she would have had the conversation and said, hey, babe, this is what I want to do. Then they could say
Why
yes
do we
or no.
Need to ask for permission to do what our body, what we want to.
That's the same boss talk that you were talking yesterday. See, it ain't that we intimidated. It's all that damn mouth. That's what it is. Our number, 202-432-WHUR. Call us now on the Frank Ski Show. 96.3 WHUR. Talking about the red light special. That's exactly what we're talking about. The silhouette challenge behind the red filter. Woo! 96.3 WHUR. Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm getting DMs. Hey, Izzy, talking about Nina, send me the silhouette challenge. No, baby, because you're not my man. I'm not going to just send folks the silhouette challenge. Come on, what's in it for me?
Oh, there she goes. That's why you need an OnlyFans, Nina. OnlyFans. Talk that talk, Nina. You might make so much money on OnlyFans, you'd be calling me talking about Frank Ski. I'm not going to be in for a couple days. Let's go
catch
to the phone.
Catch me in the Turks.
You know what? She wanted to do the silhouette challenge. He's upset about it. He feels he's been, you know, not being considered and disrespected because the bottom line is they're boyfriend and girlfriend. She's like, yeah, but we ain't married. I can do what I want to do. DC, what you think? 202-432-WHUR. Hello.
Hey, I have to agree with Nina, Frank. I'm
Come
sorry.
Come on, Tracy.
But this is her body. She can do what she wants. It is her husband. And we're not sure what kind of relationship they have. Do he consult with her on everything he does with his body? We don't know that. Probably not. So she can do what she wants. And homeboy was probably trying to look for a way to get out of it anyway.
Okay. Oh, when you break up with someone on tag.
Y'all women, y'all women be making up a whole story. Y'all get an inch and you be making up the whole mile.
It's not even that serious, Frank. It's not that serious. He was looking for a reason. He was looking for a way out. So he took
All right now. Jamie.
Yes, what's going on, guys? Happy Wednesday.
Hey,
happy
Jamie.
Wednesday.
Okay, Nina, I love you. You know, I do.
Too.
But at the same time, I remember seeing a TikTok and there was a preacher and he said, if a woman wants to be married and if they're in a relationship, she has to act like a wife. Now, I say that because my goddaughter gave me hooked on TikTok and there's all these challenges and there was the WAP challenge. And she said, Miss Jamie, you should do the WAP challenge. And I looked at her, I said, I thought you wanted me to go to heaven. Because I am, because, you know, I can't, because one, I'm a mother. Two, I'm 41 years old. My knees can't really take all that. And three, I am a Christian. So, but I did the busted challenge, but I did a joke to it.
Yes.
When I did it, I purposely failed to make it funny, you know, because I did. I kind of failed, but it was like on purpose, but I really did like
right.
fall off.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And at the silhouette challenge, so it is. And I've seen people do a twist to it. They make it funny and whatnot. So I understand where he's coming from. He's like, okay. But like you said, she's never done it before. So for her, just do it out the blue. I kind of understand. Well, yeah, I just want to try something different. Okay, but why have to be that? Why do they have to do the silhouette challenge?
I bet you this girl, before she even started dating him, had pictures and bathing suits that showed her body. You know what I mean? Like, most women, when we go to the beach, we take photos and bathing suits and post them on the gram. Like, that's what we do. So it's like, if you're going to date someone who does that, she's not covered up from head to toe.
True.
You know? So, like, why are you switching it up? It's just like a double standard.
You making stuff up, Nina Brown.
Every woman. No, you lying?
Woman.
If we go to the beach and we feel good about our body, honey, we will post a picture in a bathing suit and classy about it, not like distasteful. We're not going to have her butt out.
Look, I don't do a live bit. I said, look at her. Oh, my God. She is doing that weight. Now,
thank
you. You hear me? I said, yes, but she was with her man when she did it. But even if she wasn't with him, I still would have did it anyway. So that's acceptable. I feel where he's coming from because it's like you are, just like I tell my kids, you're a reflection of me.
Okay. Yeah, but they're not married, sis. So marry
her
and then.
I ain't messing with y'all. Nina Brown. I want you to go ahead and do the challenge. But see this little sexy music right here? I don't want them to play this music for you. Take that music off, Herb. That's not Nina Brown music, Herb. Take that off. Nina Brown, get up and do your silhouette challenge. Hit it, Herb. Come on.
Go. Hey.
Come on, Nina Brown. WHUR. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and boom, boom.
Yes.
Shake your rump. Rex said effects
tired,
right there.
Frank
rump
Ski.
Shaker.
Ooh, I'm
Woo.
Tired.
You ought to be.
Ought to be. I am. I'm sweating. Woo, baby.
All right. There's a lot of junk to be
Let
moving
calm
around
down.
Like that.
I can't stand you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, listen. You know, I was spent yesterday after that conversation. So I'm letting y'all do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, a woman, she went ahead and did the silhouette challenge and did this sexy silhouette. She was wearing panties and nothing up top, and did the silhouette challenge. Her boyfriend is like, yo, you know, what is going on? You know, she's like, I just wanted to do it. He's like, yo, you my girlfriend. We don't do this. You never did that before. She's like, well, I did it now. And the key word is girlfriend, not wife. So okay. I can do what I want to do. Let's go to Rich.
Exactly.
Rich is live on the phone. Rich, what you think, homie?
Hey, listen, how y'all doing? Nina, you wrong on this.
Hey, Rich.
How you doing? I usually ride with you with all your opinions, but on this one, you wrong. Yeah,
why?
Come on, man. You can't have your girl out there dancing around, or your boys looking at their phone and seeing her shaking around and, you know, private stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, a happy life is a private life. You know what I'm saying?
There you go, my man. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, Rich.
You're wrong, Nina. Nina, you're wrong on this one. Let's put Frank T on this one. You're wrong.
I'm just saying. Let's go to the phones. 202-432-WHUR. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Nina?
Hey, you're the one that be hitting me on Twitter.
You know it.
I know it. Hey, Demo, I was just talking about you. What up, boo? What'd you think?
Hey, Nina, you wrong on this one, Nina. You wrong. Wrong.
Demo.
Nah, Frank Wright. Hey, I love both of y'all. I swear I love y'all. Hey, but look, you're in a committed relationship. It's not about being married. You're in a committed relationship. So I'm like Frank Ski. I want to know who was recording. That's the whole key. I want to know who was recording the event. And not only that, I'll be glad when they come out with a male silhouette. I'll be glad when we can make a silhouette. Our time is coming.
Hey,
Nina, I'm thinking about doing that.
You saw Trace R silhouette?
I'm going to pave the way for the men.
That's right.
I'm about to pave the way for the men. Frankie, I'm so glad
Demo.
You brought it up. I'm gonna send it to you. I'm going to do it in the private of my eyes, and then I'm going to send it to you. Frankie, that's the best subject you ever touched on, man, because that silhouette challenge is all over the country. That thing is going crazy.
That's right.
Oh, all man. Right, hey, thank y'all for taking my call. Y'all have a great day. I love y'all.
I love you too.
Queen Hello? In National Harbor. Go right ahead.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Love y'all. I just wanted to know, why does one need confirmation? Mm. Why does one need confirmation from the significant other to do what they choose to do?
Come on. Queen.
Why is conversation needed for the confirmation to be validated?
Okay. It's a matter of respect. When you're in a committed relationship with somebody and you respect each other, if you do things that may have an issue, you should have a conversation. That's why you're dating, to see, you know, if you're compatible and you could talk about things. It's not a matter of agreeing or disagreeing. It's just a matter of respecting another person enough to have a conversation. That's all.
And so if I have this conversation and you don't agree with me and I do it, so then I'm being disrespectful, you think?
Right.
No, not at all. See, what happens is, if we have the conversation, a relationship is give and take, right? You have to be considerate. It doesn't, you don't have to necessarily agree. You just have to be considerate. If you were to tell me that and I say, hey, babe, that really makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't really feel comfortable doing that. And you say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. So now you're saying you don't care that I feel uncomfortable. So then I understand where our relationship is. That's all I'm saying. Then, okay,
Queen.
I'm not going to get with somebody who doesn't want to make me feel comfortable and secure. Relationships are all about security. And that's what women want. So that's all.
Queen.
What about all the many things that the male species do to women and don't get confirmation?
Here we go. We talking about one thing.
Yes, Queen. Yes. Yes.
Iyanla Ski Van is going to make this make sense one way or another, baby. We just going to let it. Iyanla Ski Van has spoken.
Bye, girl.
I love you too, Queen.
I love y'all.
All right. I'm done.
Love you too,
I'm
mama.
Done. I need to go to DJ Herb. What'd you call me?
You want to make a silhouette challenge?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay. No, it's
not
going to happen.
You make the Trey Songz version?
Yeah, there you go. All right. Keep looking out for it. Keep looking right on my OnlyFans page, at Frank Ski. It's 96.3 WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington.